why I was so afraid of abandonment. And, you know, maybe that's a kind of a typical thing that a therapist tells a woman or a man, who knows. But it made sense to me. But at any rate, I went back and I sat down with my mom and I said, you know, tell me about yourself. And, you know, I had never, ever had a connection with my mother, really, you know. And I mean, we just had been kind of living under the same roof, but with, I don't think we'd ever had a real conversation about anything. And so when I asked her, she just began to weep, and she started telling me about her life and how she felt, and how she had felt bad that she had never really wanted to have a third child, and that's who I was. And that was because her earlier pregnancies had been so difficult. And you know, it was so transforming that I sat and held her, and we both cried, and it was like, for the first time, I had a sense of what recovery was about, because it was about being willing to show up and have a healing with somebody who is really important to us, even though I wasn't even aware how important she was to me. And that really began an incredible journey for us for the next 20-some years. And the last few years of her life, she came down. My husband and I spent the winter months down in Florida, and the last few years of her life, she would come down and stay with us. And I mean, that's one of those miracles. That's one of those shifts for us that can happen, that I would never have believed in 1976 that there would be a time in my life that I would be happy to have my mother in living with me, you know, having breakfast with me. Now, there were mornings that she would get up and she would rattle the dishwasher before Joe and I were up, and I would think, oh, now, why is it now? Why am I so happy she's here? But it was an incredible blessing, you know? And I think that's what we have an opportunity to learn about in these rooms from one another, to learn about the blessings of all the relationships, past, present, and future. Because I do think that whoever has shown up in your life along the way, past, present, and in the future, are there absolutely by design. They are the learning partners we need in order to get from point A to point B. You know, the time is now for us to make changes in our lives. The time is now for us to make changes in the world around us. You know, we are powerless over so much, but we really absolutely are not powerless over all of those interactions that we have on a daily basis, every place we go. We are not powerless ever over how we're going to respond to the person at the grocery, or how we're going to feel about the person who has just pulled in front of us in traffic. And, you know, I really think, I already mentioned that I'm a committed AA and Al-Anon person, and, you know, I go to more meetings at this stage of my life than I even did in early recovery. And I guess I don't know that I would have believed that if you had told me that in the first few years, that after nearly 29 years, I'd be going to 5 or 6 meetings a week. I think in the early years, I would have thought, well, I would certainly be healthier than that. I wouldn't need that many meetings. Well, you know, I go to meetings because I absolutely love getting filled up at meetings. I love what happens. You know, I mean, it is miraculous. My husband always talks about, I guess I'm breaking his anonymity here, but I won't tell you his last name. So. But he always talks about the end of the meeting. He always, when we hold hands and say the Lord's Prayer, he always feels that God is just sending this wave of healing and peace from one hand through us out the other hand to the next person, and that every time he goes, he feels more healed than when he arrived. And I love that image, you know, that, and I do believe that, you know, that when we touch each other in that way, that we can allow that healing to pass through us. And if we don't go to those meetings, we're not going to get that, are we? And so, and I don't know.